USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We really believe that the risk at this point is increasing.
Kathy Loppe with the Washington State Health Department announcing two new presumptive coronavirus cases. KOVR-TV's Marissa Perlman.
We spoke with Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an expert in the field of infectious disease. He says the team will engage in what's called contact tracing, interviewing family members and trying the impossible task of finding anyone who came within 6 feet of this infected patient.
So you try to develop a list of all these contacts with their names, with their phone numbers, and then you begin the laborious process of trying to contact them.
He says getting 100% of the people who made contact is impossible. And once contact is made, that same team will decide if they need to engage in quarantine protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump has nominated Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas to be Director of National Intelligence. He was selected for the position last year as well, but he withdrew from consideration after the media criticized him about whether he had qualifications for the job. Dan Caray is a former Defense Department official who says the confirmation hearings could be interesting.
People may want to question him about whether he's going to be an independent source of intelligence to the White House, to the administration and all the agencies, or he's going to allow it to be politicized.
There were some scary moments in Philadelphia. A man stole an ambulance and led police through town on a high-speed chase. Seiko Kinnebrew with the Philadelphia Police Department.
Fire rescue units, we were met by a male who was shirtless and wearing what appeared to be the shorts or boxer shorts. He started driving in the direction in the medic unit toward a police officer.
The officer shot the suspect 3 times, then was injured when the ambulance hit him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer lashed out at Mick Mulvaney on Friday after he accused the media of reporting on the coronavirus as part of an effort to take down the president. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was speaking at CPAC and asked about the administration's response to CPAC. He says the administration has been following the virus since day one.
My first meeting with Congress face-to-face was probably 6 weeks ago on coronavirus.
Wow.
Okay.
On Corona.
On Corona.
Wow.
We had a chance. We went down to the Senate and down to the House the same day. Okay. I went down with Alex Azar, Dr. Kadlec, Dr. Fauci, all the people you've seen on television. So CDC, HHS, ASPR, all of these, the experts. You know, the word this morning is we're controlling the message and it's a political issue, not a medical issue. Completely false. We take the medical experts down, we put them in front of Congress 5-6 weeks ago. 5 senators show up, 10-15 members of the House of Representatives show up.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House on Friday passed a bill banning the sale of flavored cigarettes and e-cigarettes as part of an effort to curb tobacco use by young people. The House bill bans all vaping and tobacco-related products, not just vaping devices. It also bans all menthol products. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.